We are continuing to the, come on over. Path of the Just. We talked about the meaning of life and September 27th, 24th of Elul, the Chafetz Chaim's Yahrzeit. And today we're going to go a little bit further in the book, Mesilat Yeshurun, the Path of the Just, as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah. But before we do, there's one little piece that the Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto writes about in his last section of the chapter of What is Our Purpose in the World that I think encapsulates the essence of what we've spoken about up until now. So if you look actually on the sheets that I Xeroxed for you, it's a little bit weird. Don't look at the first sheet. Look at the sheet that says Yud Tet on the top, which is page 19. It's on the inside cover. Everyone see that? Okay? So I'm going to read something to you. The Chafetz Chaim concludes, not the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto concludes the first chapter, which is entitled Chovat Ha'adam Ba'olamo, the purpose of mankind in this world, by quoting a verse from Tehillim, a verse from Psalms. And he says, what I'm explaining to you about the meaning of life can be summarized in a verse in Psalms in chapter 63, which states, everyone top line, Davka Nafshi Acharayach. My soul, Davka, what's Dovek?
Sticks
or clings Acharayach after you. That the essence of life is about recognizing that our souls run after God. Our souls cling and run after God. What do you think he means by that? There's a beautiful piece on the bottom, but why? What does that verse mean to you? Where King David says, recognize your souls are running after God. Just breathe deeply.
We want to be closer to God.
That inside of you, you have to recognize that, you know, what you really should be running after
is
your nefesh, or your soulful thing. That's,
is it saying what we should be, or recognizing what really motivates us?
So David HaMelech is describing his relationship to God. That's what makes, by the way, the book of Tehillim so inspiring, because it's literally his open book about his life, how he's feeling, his joy, his sadness, his despair. And when speaking in his relationship to God, he says, God, my soul runs after you. So the question is, what are you asking?
I'm asking, is he saying that that's the innate human nature?
Yes.
But he's not saying that's what you should be doing. He's just saying that is what we are.
Yeah, now. He's saying recognize that inside of you, that for everybody. I mean, he's saying it about himself. What we learn from here is we should learn from here is that everyone's soul is really running after God.
I don't believe that.
I believe it. I just believe a lot of people don't recognize it. See, at the end of the day, this is really what's this whole topic. Somebody could be running after other kinds of pleasures and pursuits, but I can guarantee you that in certain moments they feel empty. They feel like they've wasted their time. And that's precisely because, what was that? And they want some anchor. Because everybody is created with a neshama, with a soul. What happens, though, is that sometimes we build, this is mystical, they build these shells around the soul, and we become immune to that fire that's burning inside of us, and we go after the quick thrills and the pleasures. But there are times in life when those cracks are broken, when things come crumbling down, and they recognize that they want something more in life. Almost everybody does. That could be at the end of somebody's life. Or that could be at a time when there's a crisis and where all the things they felt were permanent in life are no longer there. That's when they hit rock bottom. I do think everybody's got a neshama, but not everybody's aware. And that sometimes it's very cold inside because they've had so many layers and layers around the neshama, they don't feel guilty anymore about what they're doing. Just because they're so. That's also the way, by the way, the spiritual metaphysics works, is that the first time we do something wrong, there's a real tug of war.
And afterwards, it's easy.
Yeah, exactly. It says, very good. A lot of life wisdom. Avera, gererit, avera. One sin leads to the next. Yeah, because once you do one thing, then
it
gets easier and easier because you've built more shells around the neshama. And for that matter, when you've done a good mitzvah, it creates mitzvah momentum. Because what you're doing now is, oh, that feels good. Now my soul's a little stronger. I'm going to follow that voice. I understand what it feels like And then you really feel that inside of you.
Let's hope.
Exactly. So he's summarizing this chapter by reflecting on the verse of King David. Because again, let's go back for a minute. What did Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto said is kind of, from his perspective, the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to cling to God and to kind of gain a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, to lead a godly life, to feel God's presence, to feel that joy, to lead a life in which you are bringing God's presence to the world. It's about being more, as he says, lehanot meziv shchinato, to benefit from the divine presence. It's to access the divine in the world. And it's not to run after those things which are just simply material pleasures, but it's to look after higher pleasures, more purposeful things. And that's where our attention has to be. Go ahead.
Most people, okay, you don't study like we are now. Don't think about these things.
No, you don't. That's why study is important. You're right.
So I would say the majority of the world has no idea about what we're talking about. And how do they know to kind of know what's inside themselves, that they're supposed to, they should be pursuing closeness to God and so forth? I mean,
well, there are, by the way, other faiths. I mean, you know, that is what faith and other certain, look, idolatry is not about this. Idolatry is about serving self. That's what idols were created, to basically allow people to do whatever in the world they wanted to do. But there are other faiths that are trying to, I mean, Judaism is the source here, but to get people to think beyond themselves and to pursue those things which are more significant and meaningful. Judaism, though, is most structured, though, in trying to encourage people and to discipline us to run after those things. In other words, why do we have so many mitzvot? We have more commandments than almost any other religion. You know, we don't pray. You know, why?
Literally, the Hebrew.
I'll tell you what it is. We were chosen. That's right. If you're in Minnesota, you're the frozen chosen. But the idea is, what does the word mitzvah mean? The word mitzvah, the root of the word mitzvah is the word tzav. Tzav doesn't only mean command. Tzav means a connector. It's a way to get a little spiritual kind of a connection. So you have a mitzvah, for example, of eating kosher food, of making blessings. That's taking a basic instinct, which is to eat. Animals eat, human beings eat. And it's reminding us constantly that we need to elevate the eating process. We're not just eating like animals. We're here to raise the level of that. Shabbos is not a burden, but Shabbos is a way to liberate me from the weekday things, to get me thinking about these things. So a lot of the laws of business ethics are there in the corner of the office when nobody is looking at you and there's no external regulation. But if you know that God is before me always, you will take a moment and pause and say, you know what, I'm not going to cheat that person. Even though I can get away with it, I'm going to do the right thing, not simply the expedient thing. And Judaism is meant to be, you know, this. It is meant to be kind of a modeling of that sort of lifestyle. And he's kind of getting back to the core of Judaism. That's his whole point. He was living in a time where, unfortunately, many people were going through the motions without the emotions. They were going through the rote without the ruach, without the spirit. He was saying, what is this whole thing about? This whole thing is about is looking at the mitzvot, not simply as things I have to do, but to reveal within me and within the world a greater sense of my soulfulness and connection with God. So, you with me? Yep. So he has a view. I'm going to read this. This is why I did this. This commentary, as I pointed out, is from Rabbi, I said it last week, and now I'm getting slightly confused. He was the Mashgiach in the Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and he has a beautiful commentary on the bottom. So I want to read this with you, and then we'll go to the next step. Davka nafshi acharaya. Does everyone see this at the bottom? Hevi Rabbeinu Mikra Zeh. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto brought this verse. V'ichniach et ha-makarot ha-achirim al dveikut. And he didn't quote other verses about dveikut. Dveikut literally means clinging to God. And so the rabbi who's commentating on Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto's work is saying there are a number of verses in the Torah that speak about man clinging to God. We say this when the Torah is out. Vatem hadvekim b'Hashem chayim kochem hayom. Right? He's thinking. Why did Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto quote this specific verse about the notion of clinging to God? V'nira, it appears to me, he said, because this verse of King David is a perfect proof text for the entire topic that Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto was talking about. And he says, I'm going to share a beautiful insight with you from the Alshich. Anyone know who the Alshich is? I'm going to quiz you on this. You may get stopped by Monty Hall, and he's going to ask you, who is the Alshich today for $50? Kim, who's the Alshich? Do you know?
It's worth more than $50.
That's for Kim, it's worth a lot. Kim, we're looking forward to seeing Kim's mother is coming to Rosh Hashanah services. We're very excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
she's all dressed up. That's good. So the Alshich, hold on. Well, extremely popular commentary on the Tanakh, Rav Moshe Alshich, who lived in the 16th century in Tzfat during the Golden Age. So he lived in very, and you can see from his commentary, very Kabbalistic. So he writes the following: Ki ha-neshama sheba'adam b'chol eit, the soul that is in man at all times, mivakeshet latzeit. The soul wants to leave the body. The soul wants an outer body experience.
You mean to go to Hashem?
To go back to God. The soul is programmed to go back to God. That's the soul. El Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekol Ha'aretz Malei Mechvodo, V'Chozeret L'Achareha. But it sees that the entire, it sees Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekol Ha'aretz Malei Mechvodo. On the other hand, it sees that God is everywhere in the world. God's presence is not only on high, but God's presence is everywhere in the world. B'sham bi'arnu, we explain there, shechosheket l'sharsha, it desires for its roots. Uksharoa kadosh baruch hu lo azav et ha'aretz, gam hi mitnachemet b'chomer. This is a beautiful thought. When the soul sees that God is also invested in the physical of the world, then the soul feels comfortable in the physical existence, because the physical existence is not purely physical. The physical existence is suffused with God, with the divine, and it's spiritual.
So it stops wanting to...
Yeah, it stops wanting to split because it feels comfortable in a spiritually infused physical environment. Nimtza turns out, shebihistakel el haguf, when it looks at the body, just as the body, rotze latzeit, it wants to leave. However, when it sees that the body is infused with a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a connection to God, then the soul and body, our soul is much more comfortable within the body. And so he says one last point. He says, now he gives a deeper meaning to the principle of, King David says, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. God stands before me always. That's actually quoted in the code of Jewish law, is one of the first things you have to remember every day is that God is before me always. And this is a recognition, the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, is using this as a reminder that no matter where we are, it's not only in synagogue, but wherever we are, that we always have to recognize that God is always in front of us and act in a godly way. He's saying it means a little bit more than that. It means that Kiyom Nashuv Nishmato Shalot Teitzei Migufo Lehi.